Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, Mason.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi, good to see you.
It's good to be back. It's only been a week, obviously, between episodes, but we haven't seen each other for a couple of weeks.
It feels like a lifetime, I'll be honest.
It does, doesn't it? In a good way or a bad way?
In a way.
Sure. You may know me as Mr. Sunday, Mason. You don't.
I don't. I know you as your real name, which you flat out refuse to reveal for so many bizarre reasons, but it's fine.
Joining me, of course, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hello.
Real name.
Yep. Did you get to up to any shenanigans over the holiday period?
No, you know, not as much as I thought. I think I mentioned this in the last podcast that my New Year's are normally my idiot school friends hurting each other.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And somebody goes to the hospital. One year, I didn't mention this last moment, I think, one year, a guy lit his hands on fire.
Fantastic.
And then when he went to the hospital...
Just as a goof,
everybody trashed his house where the party was.
Well, he deserves it when you think about it.
Good friend of ours as well.
Fantastic.
So that's how that night played out.
What did I do this?
Bit more subdued this year.
I got through this relatively injury-free. I did attempt to impress a girl in a park and I fell off a motorized skateboard. That wouldn't have impressed her. I didn't do it deliberately to impress her. But it was one of those, you know, those skateboards and they've got like the hand control.
We should point out that you're 14 as well.
I'm a 14 year old.
You're in a park on New Year's on a motorized scooter.
And anyway, so she said, "Hey, do you want to have a go on that?" And I said, And I thought, no, obviously I don't. I have no capacity for balance or anything. But my voice said, yes, I do want to have a go on that. And I was on it for like a second and a half. And I pulled that trigger and just straight off. And I dropped really hard. This leg, my left leg, is just... I think I slightly dislocated the knee. Just a touch.
Just enough.
This leg
so
is,
you know.
Is a tenth over my life. It's always this side. It's just a testament to attempting to impress girls. And just... attracting horrific injuries. Like this ankle has been sprained a lot. Like it's just a loose sack of just bits of bone.
Like broken spaghetti.
Every bit of this leg clicks when I move it now. One more is artificial hip territory. Yeah. I think if that happens, I'm just going to cut it off and cast it in bronze and mount it on the wall.
Yeah.
And be like, testament to idiocy. There it is. But other than that, I'm fine. It was a great
news.
Yeah.
Wow, girls. They make us do crazy things. Well, let's get straight into the news, Mason.
Okay.
Because there has been much news.
Oh, even over the holiday period.
Sure. Huh. I mean, you know, things slow down, of course, in Hollywood or Hollyweird, some call it. Classic.
Don't get me started, mate.
But you may have heard about another Shia LaBeouf has apologized again for his plagiarism. Just want to talk about this briefly.
Did he do it by skywriting?
Yeah, he did it by skywriting. As we've mentioned... he's a total fucking idiot on every level.
Yeah.
But he basically did a 5-mile-long apology which says, "I'm sorry, Daniel Klaus."
Uh-huh.
Team of Skywriters, by the way.
I was going to say, because it would be very difficult
to
get that much of an apology out of one Skywriter.
By the time you get to the
especially
end.
Especially because most Skywriters are drunk. Is that liable? Probably.
Oh, jeez. So, yeah, I mean, which is weird. I mean, first of all, he did in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And Daniel Klaus
apparently...
weird.
Sweet callback. It's a very early callback for this show.
Daniel Klaus lives in Oakland. So...
Not nearby at all.
Right. So, which is strange. And then also he
because he doesn't want it actually for Daniel Klaus.
No,
he wants the people to see it. He wants TMZ coverage off that.
That's exactly right, yeah. And he also...
what he could have done is gone to Daniel Klaus' house and given him money.
All that money which he spent on Skyrim.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never Skywritten anything, but I'd imagine it's a lot. And
can't
getting a team...
Mm.
Oh my God. You kidding me, Mason? You kidding me?
He probably used all his Disturbia money.
He probably did.
At least.
Yeah.
Maybe some Transformers 1.
Maybe. I don't think he would have chipped into the Transformers 1.
Unlikely.
Yeah. But look, he also tweeted this. Remember how he plagiarized his apologies as well?
Yes, that was
He wrote great. This about that. You have my apologies for offending you for thinking I was serious instead of accurately realizing I was mocking you. So we're the idiots.
Well, we're the idiots
now. Because we didn't realize
that he was doing that deliberately to mock people who were offended that he ripped off somebody just because he could.
Yeah.
He's famous, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got us.
He's got a problem.
Yeah, he does.
He's, yeah.
Yeah. But that's all right. Maybe we'll just... Do we want to talk about Shia LaBeouf ever again?
No, let's put a moratorium on him.
Sure.
Let's throw him in the Kim Kardashian pile.
Let's not...
Remember early on when we said we've talked too much about Kim Kardashian. Well,
she's on the pile.
She's on the pile.
Yeah. Okay. I say if he ever gets mentioned in another Indiana Jones movie, we'll bring him up again.
Okay.
But other than that, dead to us.
Or if he turns out he does something like Coney 2012, like the Coney 2012 guy, he's found walking down the street wanking or whatever, then we mention him. But other than that,
I think that's worse.
Unless he does anything spectacular like that, forget it.
Done. All right. There is some other comic book news, Mason.
I'm ready.
Just movie news in general, sure.
Ooh.
This one happens to be comic book related. Now, The Rock. You're familiar with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
I love actor. The Rock. I think he's
great. Great guy, great bloke, great actor, giant man.
Mm-hmm.
Good on him. Seems to be getting bigger as he gets older, which is weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, he confirmed...
Like a deer's antlers.
Yeah, is that how that works?
I think so.
Like a tree.
Exactly like a tree, yeah.
Now, he confirmed last week, because we're recording this on the Tuesday. The day it goes out. We never do that.
Fresh. This is some fresh
so
news.
So fresh.
This is going to be the freshest episode ever.
It sure is.
Because I had to turn it all the way backwards. So fresh. It's going to be fresh like a music compilation from the 90s.
Ah, so fresh. I hope they get those overseas.
I don't know.
Otherwise, we're going to sound...
Surely.
Sure, yeah. Why not? Anyway, The Rock confirmed that he has been talking to DC about a role in the DC movie universe.
Oh.
It was assumed... by many initially, that it was Lobo, because he has mentioned Lobo before.
Yep.
Which makes sense. But I think, though, if they're going to use The Rock, I'm not saying that he's wasted on Lobo, but Lobo is too much of a minor character to put someone as big as The Rock in that role.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because you need... Because Lobo's really... He's part of the DC space universe. He's not... How rarely does he come to Earth? Very, very rarely. And most...
He might pop in.
I guess he pops in every once in a while.
Yeah, but I don't know that much about him, to be honest. Mm. But, Yeah, I don't know. I think they'd probably see that as well as a waste of kind of an opportunity to put The Rock in something.
I reckon he'd look good as Darkseid.
Well, absolutely he would.
Yeah.
But there was also talk of that, but they're saying that he could be Jon Stewart. It's rumored that he's Jon Stewart, Green Lantern.
Don't like it.
Very big for Green Lantern.
Very big for Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Jon Stewart's supposed to be an ex-Marine, I think, but also an architect.
Oh, really?
So I don't see The Rock as an architect.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly see a man called Dwayne Johnson as an architect,
sure.
But not The Rock.
Yeah. Mm. I just think it would be weird, and I mentioned this in a video, where it'd be like, Henry Cavill's pretty big,
yep.
Ben Affleck's pretty big, The Rock is enormous comparatively.
Right.
I mean, because Henry Cavill was obviously worked out a lot, he looked amazing for that role, but he only worked out for, months leading up. The Rock has been working out since he was 16.
Exactly.
Hence why his arms are as wide as his head.
Yeah.
He's got bigger arms than Mark Wahlberg. And Mark Wahlberg's
arms. Mark Wahlberg in his entirety, yes. Yeah. I think you're right, and I think somebody of that size has to play a character who isn't defined by his size.
No,
because otherwise it's going to look.
They've
weird.
Also said there's been rumors as well of Black Adam and others. He'd be
He's Egyptian though. I think he's not actually.
That's fine.
Okay.
The Rock's kind of a mix of races.
He is certainly.
Yeah.
And I applaud him for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. Also, Wonder Woman news.
Yep.
Now, as we know, Wonder...
Is it how to pronounce her last name?
No.
Gadot or
we still don't know.
Gadot?
And we should check, but we won't.
No, don't do
because
it.
Because we're not really in that business, are we?
No.
We're not in the business of fact-checking.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, it's said now that this, again, is another rumour. I'm just going to preface this by saying that.
Uh-huh. I preface it by saying it's a fact.
Okay,
what's anyone going to do?
100%.
Yep.
This is apparently from a very reliable source, who knows. But Wonder Woman was going to turn out to be a descendant of of ancient Kryptonians who attempted to settle an outpost on Earth from thousands of years before. So, that ship that crashed becomes the Fortress of Solitude, Man of Steel. And there's one open pod.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what's it do with this?
Yep.
He doesn't say that out loud. He looks at it, and you think he thinks it.
Yeah. He might. He does go, ooh!
He did.
Intriguing.
He did say that.
Yep.
Basically, so all Amazonians would then be Kryptonians.
Don't like
descendants
it.
Of
Don't
me
like
neither.
It. No, not at all.
Is it dumber than her being made of clay?
No, it's less dumb than that.
Yeah.
But I don't think what you're doing there is you're limiting the amount of origin stories.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah, you are, personally. Like, you know how in Smallville, all the villains were, you know, powered by kryptonite.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. If you make them all, if you make the first wave of heroes all from Kryptonian stock, then you can't later come in and say, well, this person's magic. Because then people will say, well,
what?
Where did the magic come from in this universe?
Exactly.
So I don't
like
it.
I agree. Basically, the idea would be then that she's relatively powered down in comparison to Superman,
right?
Because it's watered down through the generations, obviously.
Oh, I see. Right,
and
right.
They've adapted to living in the Earth's atmosphere
for
hundreds
okay.
of centuries. So her powers, I guess, wouldn't be in line with what Superman's got necessarily. So because otherwise she'd just have a laser vision and freeze breath and all
yeah,
those
so
things.
Yeah. Where's the lasso of truth going to come from?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Indestructible bracelets.
Yeah.
Invisible jet, other things she has, you know.
Spangly outfit.
Yeah. Wasn't the original rumor that Supergirl was in that pod?
That was a rumor as
and
well.
She's
yeah,
only recently gone
this.
Out. So yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's possible.
I'm
sure.
Much more in favor of that.
Yeah, me
Where
too.
Is the, where's this rumor come from?
It's from
Latino News. Your
no,
favorites?
No, it's from I can't remember which website. It's a Batman centric website.
Well, what would they know?
Probably more than us, to be honest.
No.
But look, you know, it makes sense.
I'm going to say, if you're listening from whatever that website is, we know more about Batman than you. How do you like that website?
That's our first official enemy you've made there.
Good. Here's to many more.
Yeah. Basically, though, the way it would make sense, which I think it's dumb.
Uh-huh.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it
but
it works.
But why change the origin when
you
don't have to? But basically that Kryptonians then can be produced without parents because, you know, they were all born in that Genesis chamber or whatever.
Yeah.
So you could just produce a race of women through that. Without, you don't need males and females.
Uh-huh, sure.
So you could say that's where, you know, they all come from.
Mm.
Or you just do it what's in the comics.
Yeah, make them out of clay.
Well, the New 52 is different. She's like it's a daughter of a god.
She's made out of styrofoam.
Yeah, she's out of styrofoam. Yeah.
She's made out of that weird gloppy stuff where you can stretch it or whatever, but if you hit it with a hammer, it breaks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she's made out of that stuff, whatever that's called.
So there you go. A couple more bits of news. Oh, I forgot to put the Ant-Man thing in. That's right, I'll talk about that later.
You can talk about it now.
I'll come back to it.
Okay.
There's another rumor.
Uh-huh.
This has been rumored before, but it's seemingly becoming closer to becoming a reality.
Ooh.
You're familiar with...
Listeners, you couldn't see the smugness in his face and the little head Bobby did when he was like, it's coming closer to reality. So, mock this at your peril.
Yeah, that's it. Basically, Hayley Atwell,
mm-hmm,
who
sure.
was from Captain America,
uh-huh.
That episode of Black Mirror, which is amazing.
Yep.
You seen that show?
Yes.
Great show.
Love it.
Anyway, she's apparently going to be...
If you haven't seen that show, don't Google it. Just go to your local DVD retailer
yes.
/ iTunes legitimate purchase place and just get Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't ask anybody about it.
Nope.
You probably won't sleep well. Especially after their first one in the series.
Yeah.
I know I didn't.
Ugh.
But anyway, basically, so she is apparently going to be spending 6 months in LA working on an Agent Carter TV show.
Hmm.
So basically...
For ABC?
Yes.
Oh.
Which means, it'd be like the early days of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hmm.
Your silence speaks volumes.
Do they really need two agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, if one's not very good, sure.
Oh, they're the second one. Okay, that's a good point. In the, you know, in the world of two wrongs don't make... Wait, I guess if two wrongs don't make a right, two terrible Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series makes a good...
I think...
Doom Patrol movie? I don't know.
I like that character.
Uh-huh.
And there's a few people on the comic book movie website are like, oh, she sucks, she's not that interesting or whatever. Uh-huh. I like her a lot, I think she's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was a really strong part of that movie.
Mm.
And I think it could work really well. That being said... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't very good.
Yeah.
So
it won't work.
I'm obviously, you know, skeptical about that.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, maybe we'll see it, maybe we won't. I bet we will.
We will, because we have to.
Yeah. You know, they could bring in Zola, And a few other, like, you know, old school Captain America
Dumb
villains.
Dumb Dugan.
Dumb. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. Other people have been saying, why not do the, what's his group called?
The Howling Commandos.
Why not do a Howling Commandos movie? Like a band of, not movie, show, like a band of brothers.
Okay, yep.
Which would be cool also.
You know what? I'm in favor of that now that you mention it, because you could have, because when you said band of brothers, I'm like, oh, we're saying that, blah, blah. But they're fighting crazy Nazi monsters.
Yes!
And everything's shooting lightning bolts out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's obviously, there'd be a lot of money. Like, Band of Brothers cost millions and millions of dollars. Right. But Band of Brothers is great.
Marvel's got millions and millions of dollars, right?
I don't think they do.
No, ABC certainly doesn't. not for genre television, they don't.
No. Yeah. So, look, I'm...
Although they built that plane.
Oh, they did, didn't
the
they?
The plane.
That plane that I love.
Yep.
And I question whether it's a real plane. Is it a real plane?
We'll never know.
Yeah. Look, I've got the Ant-Man news in front of us. I just subtly looked it up. I don't know if you noticed. I didn't even break concentration. That's how good I am at this.
You're so good.
Not so good that I'm prepared.
No, but... I mean, you didn't get it right the first time. Let's see if you get it right the second time.
So basically, Edgar Wright has posted a picture online from... Did you ever see the show Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes animated show?
No.
Apparently it's very good. I haven't seen it. They cancelled it after 2 seasons. It portrays a lot of the characters really, really well. Anyway, the episode that he... This picture that he posted is from one of the episodes where Scott Lang steals...
Ant-Man.
finds an Ant-Man costume and steals it and uses it for nefarious means.
Oh.
And so people are assuming from that...
Yep.
...that Scott Lang is going to be the Ant-Man.
Okay.
The Ant-Man.
And he's going to be irredeemable Ant-Man, I guess.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, means. I mean... Even though, but Scott Lang's not the irredeemable Ant-Man, is he?
No, correct.
So, I mean, that also would go in line with saying it's going to be a heist movie.
Oh.
So, and I think the idea as well that then they pick him up and they're like, we're really impressed with your Ant-Manning skills.
Mm-hmm.
But then does that mean they're jumping over the Hank Pym origin? Or maybe he's from the '70s or something.
Maybe. I don't think we have time for all the, there's so many minor characters now.
Yeah.
And there's with your legacy characters like your Flash, Green Lantern, and whatever.
Yeah.
I think in a lot of cases it is going to be okay to just compress them into one.
And sure.
It's probably a combination of things.
Yeah. Mm. And we didn't actually talk about this because we were away, but obviously Paul Rudd is Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd kind of fit that wisecracking kind of thievery kind of dude, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. I really like Paul Rudd. You know, I watched it again the other day. This is 40. A lot of people don't like that movie. Uh-huh. I think it's great.
Hmm.
A lot of really awkward arguments. It's like you feel like you're in the room.
Yeah, okay,
it makes
you
feel really uncomfortable.
That's true, yeah.
But I love it. I think it's great. What a piece of movies that is. It's too long, though. And it doesn't really go anywhere. It's kind of rambling. It's a good movie.
So do you like it or not?
None of your fucking business.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. So yeah, that's pretty much all the movie news for this week, other than the Michael Bay weird Samsung storm off, which we just
watched.
That was
pretty great. That's for those who haven't seen it, I'm sure everybody's seen it at this point, but he was promoting
the curved Samsung television.
Yep.
Which is the new thing.
Uh-huh.
Because flat screen's not good anymore.
3D's not good anymore, certainly, yeah.
Well, I don't think it ever was.
And I mean, we all have the giant TV now. So
we do. All of us have that giant TV.
We should buy another one.
Yeah. So... I mean, that's how they got people.
Why should we be happy with a giant TV?
Once everybody gets a giant TV, you can only basically make them bigger and bigger till it gets to a point where
they won't fit in your house.
And then you've got to do something different.
Yeah. If they physically won't fit through your door anymore.
But, yeah, that's it. Mm. But you know, TVs used to be curved though, anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you got like the curved screen when we were kids.
I mean, they also used to have wood panel sides.
I think I had one of them. We're the oldest TV in the world. You got to get up and you click the turning thing.
Yeah. Some people had that and the knob was broken off, so
they
had to put a wrench in or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is...
Oh, sorry.
Stop reminiscing for 1 second, if you could. And he was there to promote the curved TV, and apparently he was answering questions, but he was answering them off... all the answers were prepared, obviously, but he was reading them off a teleprompter.
As they would be. I mean, that's understandable.
And then he came up and he said, oh, the text is wrong. Or the text spacing or the text size on the teleprompter was wrong.
Yeah.
He was like, well, just wing it. And then they asked him a question. He's like, sorry, nope. And he just walked away. So,
and it was funny that the question that he really messed up was, where do you get your ideas from? And he's like, Hollywood's a visual media, but it tells stories. And he's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're a director, you should know that. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's
you should
a
be
good
able
point.
To go, wow, I pull from a number of different sources. What a bunch of great writers I've got. I've got a lot of inspiring people around me. I spend time with actors. I just thought of that off the top of my head. And I'm not a director.
That's true.
So he should be better than that. That's all I'm saying.
But how many cameras on you right now?
Yeah, one.
Just the one.
Just the one.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
The security camera from the 7-Eleven we're currently robbing. Isn't it great how we can multitask like
it's
this?
It's great. We're really good at this.
Yeah.
But okay, fair enough. Public speaking is difficult. Do you like public speaking?
Nah.
See, for me, it's a skill that I've developed over the years. Mm. It still terrifies me, but I can do it. Mm. I've emceed some weddings like a cool kid. Just up there. Just tearing it up. Just cracking wise.
Just cracking wise like a mad dog.
That being said, yeah, I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
So, don't ask me to MC your wedding.
No, fine, God.
Yeah. Jerk.
No.
I want to relax at a wedding.
Yeah.
It's like having a job. It's like saying, come to a wedding, do a job. Because you got to organize everything.
Hmm.
I've diverted again, haven't I?
You really have.
That's okay. But look, Mason, it's the early months of the year. We've already had our first big blockbuster of the year.
Which was?
Paranormal Activities.
Was that at the blockbuster of the year?
No, it made the least money of all the paranormal activities, but apparently it still made 3 times its budget back in the first day. Because they cost nothing.
Because they cost nothing, yeah. Because it's 90 minutes, it's 89 minutes of somebody in a room, and then 1 minute of a scary thing, right? I haven't seen any, but that's the summary.
Seen the first one, and that's essentially it. Apparently this one's mostly jump scares, and it's a spin-off as well. Because it's the fifth movie, but Paranormal Activity 5 is coming in October.
Great.
So we're getting 2 in 1 year.
Oh, well, why not, eh?
So basically, that was the big movie of the year at the moment.
Yep.
A lot of the time, they do open with a horror movie. Last year, they opened with Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D Remake.
Right.
Which is apparently the worst, which I didn't see. And the same thing this year. But I thought, let's talk about the movies, if you want to, that are coming out just over the next 3 months. We could go through the year, but we'd be here forever.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd have to make a longer list.
Sounds like a lot of work. Yeah. I'd have to watch more trailers.
So we'll just talk January to March, and then we'll call it a day. What
Fantastic.
Do you think?
I love it. I love that idea.
Now, we've watched all the trailers in preparation, I hope, right?
We've watched some of the trailers.
And the one that's out this week in the US, so it's not out in our country until next month. Not that it matters, because neither of us will see it.
We might see it.
No.
What is it?
The Legend of Hercules.
No, we won't see that, will
we? Well, there's two Hercules movies coming this year. There's The Rock one, playing Green Lantern Man.
Yep.
And there's this one with Callum Lutz from the Twilight franchise, and he's also in an episode of 30 Rock where he plays Lutz's nephew or something.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Which
that's
is pretty good.
That's a fun little twist.
Yeah. That's the reason why I think I like that guy, because I thought, what a good sport going on that show.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people hate this guy with a passion because he's too pretty and whatever, whatever.
There's is he a vampire or a werewolf?
I think he's a vampire. But yeah.
Maybe he's a combination of the two underworld style.
No, there's only one in that universe and it's their kid. You should know that. Come on. I shouldn't know that, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we saw the trailer. Did you think it was as generic and crap-looking as everybody says it is?
Yes. And also, it looked like a really huge God of War ripoff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he's got the whippy...
He does have the whippy thing.
The chains with the rocks on him, and he's whipping them around. And then they're like, embrace your godhood, Hercules. And then he's got the lightning thingamajigger.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Lightning whips.
Lightning whips, yeah.
It's very... You know what, this is the year, and we're going to get to this very soon as we go through the rest of these, but this is the year for just God of War, slow-mo, shirtless Greek men leaping through the air in slow motion, kind of.
Finally.
Yeah.
I say.
There's a lot of, if I could summarize the trailers of this first 3 months, it's, ha, 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 you know, a bit of dramatic.
Everybody should know this as well, 20 minutes before we started recording. He just did that for 20 minutes. Just sitting in the room. I'm trying to prepare. And he's just...
You can take these out in the edit.
I'm not gonna.
But anyway, it's a lot of that. You could summarize all the movies.
Yeah, you could. You're right. And there is a point in every trailer that pretty much coming up where there is that particular...
Yeah.
I mean, it's early months. It's usually how it is.
I don't know. This, unless they're saving some good stuff. For a further trailer.
Yeah.
This looks awfully generic for a movie about Hercules.
I don't think they're saving anything because it's out this week.
Oh, right. Then it looks pretty awful. I mean, it's just... So he's a fairly regular-looking guy.
Yep. And he's a gladiator.
He's a gladiator.
Which he doesn't
Where know. Are the rest of the gods? Where are the demigods? Where are the monsters? Where's everything?
You know where they
it's
are.
It's like before he was a god, he was just a man. No, he wasn't. He's always been a demigod.
Always.
He's always been half god.
Yeah.
So.
I guess you're working with a limited budget there. Because it looks like it could be made for television as well.
That's
a little
true,
bit.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at a show like Spartacus, it looks pretty close to that.
Yep.
Speaking of, Liam McIntyre from Spartacus, good friend of the show, Liam McIntyre.
Sure, your mate.
Yeah, well, look, I've met him, and he probably would recognize me. Maybe on prompt he would. He'd be going, oh, okay, yeah. But I don't reckon he knows who I am at all. Uh-huh. But great guy, though. That being said, he's in it. So I guess...
As?
His best friend.
Great.
Maybe Aeolus?
Aeolus, exactly, from the TV series.
Well, did you ever watch that show?
Yes.
I fucking hated that show.
It's not great, was it?
Mm. Good young Hercules spin-off, though, with Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, exactly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So I'm just drinking water, and you're drinking as well.
Yeah.
Good on us. Mm. Let's move to the next movie that you'll love.
I don't think I will, though.
This is the second reboot for this particular franchise.
Great.
And the fourth actor to play him.
Oh, okay, right.
Jack Ryan, Shadow Recrut.
No, that's right. We'll continue as if that's
C-R-U-T.
Right.
C-R-U-T. Yeah. Recrut. Well, they rebooted this, the Jack Ryan franchise in, I think, 2002 with Ben Affleck in the summer of...
Would you call these reboots?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
It is. They're kind of, you know, they're making it kind of more Bourne Identity, James Bondy kind of thing.
Okay.
And all these movies have done really, really well financially because everybody's dad has a copy of a Jack Ryan book.
That's true.
And knows who they are. Yeah. I don't think I've seen any of them except the half of... Hunt for Red October.
I've seen Hunt for Red October. Okay, so was The Sum of All Fears a prequel to the Harrison Ford ones?
Oh, you know what? It might be, actually. Yeah, okay. Maybe it is the same.
Okay, so we've gone prequel and then we've gone... No, this seems like a reboot, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this is definitely a reboot,
okay, this one.
Yeah. But basically what happened, Alec Baldwin took on the role in the 80s. They couldn't afford to get Alec Baldwin back for the second one.
Huh.
And then they got Harrison Ford for Clear and Present Danger and Patriot Games. I don't know what order that is.
Patriot Games, then Clear and Present Danger.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And then they obviously rebooted it. I'm okay with this franchise. It seemed there's a fight in the toilet. Did you notice?
The trailer. Casino Royale style.
Casino Royale style, yeah.
And he even
smashes his head on the
into
sink.
A sink. Yeah.
I mean, I'll see this, but I don't really care about anything about it. Mm. I think it'll do all right. Well,
yeah, it feels Bourne Identity-ish, but not Bourne Identity-ish enough.
No.
Like those, in the first couple of Bourne Identity films, especially the really kind of close-in, as if filmed on video kind of fight sequences where people jam pens into each other's arms, just as a matter of course, you know. Just,
that's the best fight scene in all those Bourne movies as well. They never topped it. Anyway, sorry, go on.
They've tied in a bit of Casino Royale. I don't know. I feel it's quite generic.
Yeah. You know what's working for it, though? Kenneth Branagh is the director, and he did Thor, and he's made a bunch of good stuff in the past.
Yeah.
And he's also the villain. Kevin Costner's back.
Yep.
Now that those hair plugs have taken. He's got that beautiful head
of hair. He's public again. Yeah. I love it.
So, you know.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of Casino Royale, so maybe.
Sure.
If they put some elements of that in. Do you remember in Casino. My favourite part of Casino Royale is right at the start where Bond goes to kill the crooked section chief.
Yeah.
And he shoots the guy, and then the guy tumbles over his desk, and you see on the desk, like, a picture of his wife and children. That's brutal. That's. Like, because clearly Bond's been around in that office long enough.
He knows, yeah. He's had a look. He's had a poke. He's gone through the drawers because he's got the gun, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that was the point they were driving home. What a prick.
What a prick.
And he is a prick. Yeah. I think I've said this before. James Bond is a total prick. Mm-hmm. He was a prick in the 60s and is a prick now. I'll still watch him. I like him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, good on him.
Jack Ryan. Don't set a good example for the kids.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Jack Ryan, 9 out of 10 stars.
You saying that already?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, the next one I know you're super excited about.
Do you think of Chris Pine as an action star? Well, has he been in others besides Star Trek? Has he been in anything else? This means war.
Yeah, he's been in this. He has been in things. He's got a bit of stuff coming up. He could very well Sam Worthington it soon.
That's true, running out of
And then we throw him on the Charlotte Booth, Kim Kardashian pile.
Absolutely.
Like, I find him completely non-offensive. A lot of people hate him as Kirk. The general consensus is for Star Trek, Spock's amazing, dead on. Yep. Kirk should shut up. Looks like a mannequin man.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. Mm. Say what you will of that.
Yeah, Mason. Carl Urban, great.
Can't fault him.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched Almost Human yet?
Nope.
You're a dickhead.
I'll get there, God.
Next one.
I think they've just finished downloading from the iTunes store.
Oh, have they?
Yes.
Cool. What's your iTunes password? Just out of curiosity.
I'm not going
to
tell you.
I just want to check to see if it's right. To check if you're being legitimate. You son of a bitch. Okay, next one. I'm Frankenstein.
Okay.
I know you've got many thoughts on this.
I've got thoughts about this. I've got thoughts. You know what it is? Because it's from the producers of Underworld. It's got Bill Nighy in it.
Yeah.
It's just an Underworld sequel,
yes,
ultimately,
it is.
When you think
well,
about
it's
it.
Well, like, it's like Priest. It's like that one. What's the one where Paul
Bettany.
Paul Bettany is an angel in a cafe, and then it gets attacked by angels?
Yeah, I remember that.
I can't remember what it's called.
I think there's two Paul Bettany.
Yeah, there's Priest, and there's that
there's
one.
There's another one,
yeah. Where he's an angel. Might be called Gabriel, or is that the Australian movie called Gabriel?
That was the Australian movie, yeah.
Which is the worst.
It was okay.
No, it wasn't.
Listeners, go find the Australian film Gabriel. It's like a weird sci-fi
that rips off The Matrix and everything else, and Dark City, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Give it a watch without and let the us know what you think.
Don't do it.
Don't do it then.
But it does have the original Spartacus in it, who died. I can't remember his name. It's terrible. Australian guy. Good guy. But yeah, he's great Spartacus. Shame he died.
Yeah.
Anyway, this movie, though, Legend of Hercules. I, Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Eckhart.
Yep.
Who we love on the show.
Yes.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah. Do you think he makes a good sexy Frankenstein? Also, should Frankenstein be sexy? Also, do you think he makes a good Frankenstein?
I think...
A good sexy Frankenstein.
Because you know how it's all sexy vampires and sexy werewolves
make
and whatever.
Sexy.
I think they're trying to make sexy Frankensteins now.
Yeah. Isn't that the least... Next to... No, he would... I was going to say next to the mummy. But the mummy
sexy
can
mummies,
be sexy.
I was just going to say
You've
sexy.
Already had a sexy mummy.
Really?
Arnold Vosloo, he's sexy enough. You shave him down. You put him in a little gold spangly...
I guess so, but I mean, like, bandaged up, not sexy.
No, bandaged up, no. But yeah. Frankenstein is a horrible monster, horrific, murdering freak mutant man.
Yeah.
Who's made up of the parts of dead criminals.
Correct, yes.
So, it looks very Van Helsing, it looks very generic.
Yep.
I'll probably see it, because I see more stuff now that I do this podcast, so I feel obliged.
So, out of duty, you'll see it.
Out of duty, I'll see it, but...
It just looks like an Underworld sequel.
Yeah, it does.
Just,
I'm glad, though, he's going to be fighting gargoyles.
Why does Bill Nighy keep being in these movies?
Why wouldn't he, though? They're like, Bill Nighy, do you want $2 million? Like,
that's a good point, actually.
I'd do it.
I guess Bill Nighy in these films, he only really ever gets two scenes.
Yep.
He appears early on for whatever reason, from some exposition.
And then he betrays
them. And then by the end, you're like, oh, he's the bad guy, and he shows up again. And then... He goes, now it's time for you to die, Frankenstein, and then he turns into a CGI monster and he can just leave for the day. So I guess, yeah, okay.
Pretty much,
easy
yeah.
money, you're right.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Mm.
Those Underworld movies are okay.
And then he can appear in an Edgar Wright film for no money or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Mm.
Did you like the Underworld movies?
No.
I didn't see two. I've seen all the other ones, though.
If you've seen one, you've seen two.
Yeah. Have you seen the prequel one? Rise of the Lycans?
I'm sure I've seen bits of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I've been at a stoner's house while it's been playing in the background, you know?
Sure,
and everybody's fascinated by it.
Yeah, you're like, which underworld is this? And like, doesn't matter. Mm. Don't worry about it. It's all blue.
Yeah.
I know that. So that's great. Good on it. We're moving on to February, the month of February.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually probably...
The month of love.
Yeah, some say that.
Is there any wacky romantic comedies coming out?
I'm sure there is. I didn't write them down.
Okay, then never mind then.
The first up is... There's a bit more interesting stuff in this month. The Lego Movie. Animated movie, The Lego Movie. They've made it to kind of look Lego, kind of stop motion-y, which it totally isn't.
Yep.
People keep telling me on the internet that they're like, it's all stop motion. It's not.
No.
Stop telling me it's fucking stop motion because it's not.
Yep.
What do you think of that movie? Trailer.
Well, it is, I guess it's a testament to the power of that CG where some people are convinced.
Yeah.
Although maybe it's a power, maybe it's a testament to people's dumbness. Maybe it's both of those. It's the
both
same.
Of those things, yeah. Yeah, because it looks like because they've removed a few frames in, you know, to make it look a bit kind of...
Oh, I see,
you
know, yeah, okay.
Whatever it's...
There's probably just a button for that now.
I'm sure there is. Yeah. Yeah.
Stop motion effect. And you just click it.
Done.
I
mean, it brings together a lot of the DC universe.
Uh-huh.
You got your Batman, you got your Superman, you got your Wonder Woman.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm ambivalent towards the Lego.
Really?
Movie. Yeah, well, okay. You love your Lego Star Wars.
Well, I used to.
And your Lego
I did ask for that. I think I said last time, I asked for the Marvel Lego game.
But this year's
I didn't get it.
Well.
I'll get it, though. I'll bloody get it. But the last Lego game...
You can pay for it with your adult money that you have for your adult
job. I could do that.
Job.
I didn't even think of that.
Or you could do that, and then while you're in the line at the shop, you could contemplate your life choices and put it back. Because it's a game for children.
But it's got all the characters.
Oh, continue then.
Yeah.
Oh, Lego Iron Man?
Oh, just quickly on... does. Just quickly on the Marvel games.
Yep.
Activision... which owns all the Marvel properties, did. Their license with Marvel expired, which
Ooh.
Means Activision aren't...
We can buy it up.
Yes, we can.
Great.
I'm assuming Disney are just going to make them in-house now.
Yes.
But most of the Activision games are terrible. There's a few exceptions. Spider-Man 2 is great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that. I love that game.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember, though, when we played Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Yep.
We
on PS3 or what, a PS2?
PS2, yeah. I bought that game,
uh-huh.
And I think you were there, and you came around to my house, and we it was like going to work.
It was
we'd
really
sit down,
finishing that game was like going to work.
And we'd slog through it for 8 hours, then you'd go, right, I'll catch you later, and then you'd leave, mm-hmm. Then you'd come back in the next, this is our holiday by the way,
yes.
Come back in at 8 o'clock the next day, come in like clock on, we'd sit down, you know, play through that, and that took us maybe a week to
that
beat.
That was
that,
awful. Yeah.
And it was
Was
hell.
That an Activision game?
I think it was, yeah.
Ugh, all right.
And it was like this dungeon crawling slog of a game. Mm-hmm. And that game is looked upon fondly, but it's not good.
I think people...
Great roster and whatever, uh-huh. But it's not a good game.
No.
You remember how painful that was?
There are precious few comic book video game tie-ins that are good.
Yeah.
Ultimate Destruction.
Great game.
Destruction, great. Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the Iron Man 3 iPad game. Not true. That's awful.
Trying to think if there's any more.
Have you played that?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Isn't that the one that you said that's freemium? And
it's freemium, yeah.
And
so,
it costs like $120 to buy everything.
Yeah, it's freemium, which I'd never encountered before. I'd successfully avoided that for years and years, the freemium model. So you download it and you play it, and it's just like an endless runner. It's not very good, but the lure of it is you can buy all the Iron Man
get a War Machine
armor. Yeah, you can play as them, and they're all basically the same, but...
Mm.
In order to do that, you earn experience points and credits, and that just takes forever. You just grind for hours and hours and hours. Or you can pay real money, just click it, and you get them. And like every little bit in the game, if you want to repair your armor faster, if you want to skip a thing, if you want to do a thing, you can pay real money to skip through it.
I hate
and it
that.
Just and I was appalled, like at how much money. Like if you download it for your kid or whatever. They could just click the button accidentally.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play this with all the Iron Mans and click it and it costs you $150 or whatever it is. And I was appalled. So I went to look for reviews because that's all reviews are essentially is to back up your own opinions on things.
That's true.
And I clicked and I was hoping people would be like, this is the worst abusive power ever in the video game. And people were like, the freemium features are quite reasonable. How did that happen? Did that?
I think it's a slow burn.
It's slowly creeped
that's
up on
our,
people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, because obviously that's your first experience, but it's everybody else.
It's
100th, so
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God. Great game, though.
What were we talking about? Oh, Lego.
Lego
yeah. Movie.
My point was, I hadn't played a Lego game since Star Wars ones.
Great.
So I didn't buy the Pirates one.
Yeah.
That being said, I will watch this Lego movie, and I'm excited to see it. Not excited, but... I gotta find a little kid to take.
I was gonna say it's a fun movie for kids, right?
I got nephews.
Yeah.
I'll take them along.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Though me and my brother once saw Toy Story 3 by ourselves.
That's got depth though, right? This will have one. Yes. This will have zero depth.
Yeah, you're right. Mm. After that, this one I'm excited for. A lot of people are hating on it. Haters on the internet.
Uh-huh. Yep.
RoboCop.
Okay, reboot. I'm bored.
Well, and I know you're okay with this
I'm
one
totally
as well.
I'm totally bored with it, yeah.
And I know you're a massive fan of RoboCop 3.
That's not true. That's absolutely why I would know. Terrible.
He flies at the end of that one, though. That's why you like it so much.
Yeah. You'll believe a cop who is a robot can fly was the tagline for that movie.
And boy, did we.
Boy.
Never seen it. Yeah, I mean, I like that it's diverted from the original story, which is not always a good idea where they haven't... They've tried to do something different in that he is more man than machine, and it's about free will and, uh-huh. and whatever. And the other one was more about corporatization and whatever, which I think is there's elements of that in this.
Well, yeah, and this one's more about, and I think we would cover this last time we looked at this. Sure. Have they changed the trailer since we've
seen it? I think there might have been another
okay,
one.
Okay, well, anyway, this one's more about the sort of the militarization of that's the United what States. I, yeah. and that's sort of thing, right. Which I think is interesting.
Forget what I said.
And I'm 100% on board with it. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It could be great. It's probably okay.
But a good director, though.
Yeah.
It was the guy who did
Elite Squad. Yeah.
Elite Squad, Enemies Elite. Which I haven't watched yet. Because you legitimately gave me a copy and I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Mm. Just drink the water.
Great.
Yeah. You can see that, can't you, though?
I can see the water. Mm. You're doing a real good job.
Mm. Last one rounding off that month. By the way, there are movies coming out around these ones. Just
right,
so
but they've probably got meaning and themes.
Who's into that?
Probably Judy Dench is in one.
Oh, yeah. But no, Philomena or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, though, most of the Oscar bait movies come out before December or they're not available for Oscars.
Right,
the Oscar
right,
season.
Point.
And not, normally a movie that wins an Oscar won't come out in these months because by the time the Oscar season rolls around...
Everybody's forgotten about it.
You get 12 Years a Slave, which hits in November or whatever.
Oh, right.
And that will take it. As it should. I watched it the other night. Holy shit, have you seen that movie?
No.
It's incredible. And awful and incredible.
Oh.
But you should watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Next one. A Paul W.S. Anderson movie.
Yep.
Starring...
Resident Evil?
No. that particular guy, yes, but not Resident Evil. Pompeii. Pompeii.
Yep. Okay, here's another...
He's a gladiator or something.
He's a gladiator or something.
And it's the guy from Kit Harington, I think his name is, from Game of Thrones.
Right.
Emily Browning, Australian's own Emily Browning.
Correct.
Went to school
near
us.
She hasn't done anything to warrant her being bumped from Australia.
Not yet.
So good.
Yeah, I've seen her in person. She's a very cute girl.
These all follow the exact same formula. You've got your kind of rough and ready gladiator type, and you've got your mean villainy kind of... Weasley guy with the Roman haircut. I think that's probably why they do it because they make so many of these because the Roman haircut is so easy to do. Just paste it down over your forehead.
And
you've got your beautiful woman and bloody blah.
Maybe they're meant to be together.
And
maybe
there's
not.
Some sort of blind wise woman. There's always one of those who has many portents.
Yeah,
yeah, and soothsayings.
That's it.
Mm.
It basically seems like this movie, though, that the city is Pompeii is crumbling around them
uh-huh.
while the gladiator fights are happening.
Yep,
and he's going to probably rescue her or something. It looks like good destruction computer graphics, I guess. But we've seen it all, haven't we?
We've seen it all, and we've also seen it Wrath of the Titan style with giant monsters.
Is
anybody going to release a kraken in this film? Unlikely.
Speaking of Wrath of the Titans, they're not making a sequel to Wrath of the Titans.
Oh, we're left with only two of the Titans films.
Is it Wrath? Which one's the first one?
Oh, we've got Remember the Titans.
Oh,
that's
a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that movie. Look, I'll probably see this one for the
will
same
you
reason.
Really? Oh,
the same reason I see anything.
Wow.
I mean, it's fine, I guess.
We know how it ends.
We do.
The ship sinks. You know? And people drown in the ice.
How soon is too soon to make a movie about...
the destruction of Pompeii?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, they did one about Titanic. Wasn't
might be
that
a bit
ago,
soon,
was it? Yeah. Nah. Look, fine, I guess. People hate on Paul W.S. Anderson. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Some of the Resident Evil movies are okay. I think it's 3, the one in the desert, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's set in the desert. You saw
they
that.
They get sillier and sillier. Yeah,
of course. But that one, I think, is easily the best. The rest are mostly nonsense. The first one has the bit where she scissor kicks a rubber dog, which is really great. But he also made Event Horizon,
which is
a great movie.
Do you think that still holds up, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
When was the
last time
you saw it?
That movie's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it was, but when was the last time you saw it?
Oh, probably maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I was living in London. I was on TV.
Mm.
I don't know. Who knows? We'll never know.
We'll never know, that's right.
I think he made the latest Musketeer reboot. with
the Musketeer.
Yeah, the kid from Percy Jackson, and I think Orlando Bloom's the feathery, quifty villain.
No, oh, he's a villain. Oh,
because he's not the young, cool kid anymore. He does have a twiddly mustache. Okay. 10 years ago, he would have been the kid,
that's
like
true.
In pirate style.
Yep.
Now, tweedly villain.
Great.
Because he's very tweedly. Mm. Yeah. What's up? That's the end of that month.
Huh.
March.
Success. A successful month.
Definitely. There's a few in March. This is another one. So get ready for the music thing.
Okay.
300, Rise of an Empire.
There's another one. There it is. Lots of leaping. Lots of slow motion leaping. Probably slightly higher than usual.
Sure.
Because they're the Titans.
They certainly are.
And everybody's real aggro.
Yeah. This movie is a sequel to the 2007 movie, 300.
Why not?
Yeah. It's based on a graphic novel that is yet to be released, which is a sequel / prequel to 300.
Frank Miller again. He's gone crazy.
Sure has.
I bet this one will be crazy.
Yeah. But it tells the rise of Xerxes and how he became a god and why he's gold.
Prequel.
And No, that's some parts of it. And most of it is set afterwards, and Lena Headey is in it, and she's like, let's destroy the army.
Yep.
And you see there's...
She's the beautiful lady in this one. So we got We got a young rough and ready guy, probably.
Australian guy. I can't remember his name, but the Australian guy's a lead guy.
David Wenham's coming back, probably.
He is. Sullivan Stapleton, that's his name. Sorry, go on.
CGI abs.
CGI abs, David Wenham. Yeah.
You know what, though? In watching that trailer, the abs are not as insane this time.
Well, I think it's because they're not a Spartan army.
Oh, I see, right. They're just
Greek army.
Dudes,
and Greeks are just regularly buff and not ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Not music
as history
buff.
Tells us.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I'll see it. I think it's a sequel that's come way too late.
A bodybuilder bro dude's going to watch this one, though, because they're not crazy.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're not crazy built.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Hmm?
Yeah. But I think
I'm certainly not going to watch it.
Are you really not going to?
I'm crazy, Bill.
Did you
like a mad dog?
Did you see the? You just talked
about the original.
What do you think?
Fine.
Do you think it set the bar for CGI something? Slow motion, blood.
Oh,
CGI
they did
blood.
That hand crank camera. They kind of pioneered that hand crank camera thing for the weird. You know, we'll slow it down while he lives in the air, and then we'll speed it up again, and it hits the guy.
Yeah.
Fine. Great.
Sure.
I've had enough of that.
Yeah, haven't we all?
Mm.
What
if they set some of this to dubstep, though?
Oh my god, can you imagine?
Yeah,
but so it's mostly set on the sea as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of naval battles. There appears to be a scene where a guy rides a horse into a ship, into the water, onto a ship.
Oh, I see.
Or
yes,
something
okay.
that happens there. So sure, I'll see it. You'll see it.
For me, they're going to have to raise the stakes. I want to see something spectacular in that trailer. I didn't see anything spectacular.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. I can't even remember the director.
I want to see one of those giant mutant men from 300.
Well, the reason, I think I've said this before, the reason those are in it is because it's David Wenham's storytelling and he exaggerates everything.
Right. Well, they could do that in this one. They could have storytelling. Mutant men, giants, dragons, Kraken.
Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Absolutely. Mm. Next one. Need for Speed.
No, there's none of that in this one.
Now, the funny thing about this movie is, it doesn't look the worst.
It doesn't look the worst, but it doesn't look very Need for Speedy.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
it's called Need for Speed, and it's based on the video game Need for Speed.
Yeah.
The series, but...
I mean, the Need for Speed generally, or some of the newer games do, they don't really have a storyline. It's just outrun the cops.
Yeah, that's true.
There was one I had called Hot Pursuit, which was great from a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. I'm not a cars guy. I know you're a big cars guy.
Not true. I have a car in the sense.
But it's got Aaron Paul, who's from
Breaking Bad,
of course. I think it looks okay. It's got Tony Stark's father, or the guy who plays Tony Stark's father. And I think he's the villain, and maybe he portrays...
Yeah, it looks fine, looks tense.
Yep.
I don't know, the character's clearly dealing with some issues that
sure
he can only solve with a Need for Speed. Maybe that's his issue. He has a Need for Speed.
Did the name Need for Speed come from Top Gun? That I feel the Need for Speed?
I think it probably came from the ability for someone to rhyme need and speed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, I guess I'll see this one also.
I don't know. I think it's a mistake to... Well, maybe it's not. I find it odd that you're going to take a video game franchise and make it into a film and it's a drama.
Yeah.
I think it should just be wacky fun.
Yeah.
I think it should be a heist.
But I did see a stunt for this online, and it was a real car that they flipped and whatever, and it looked pretty cool.
Man with the Golden Gun corkscrew style?
Exactly. Except
okay,
it smashes instead of lands right way up.
So they just flung it with a catapult.
Pretty much.
Okay, I'll see that.
There we go. This next one's very interesting. in the sense that it's the first really big Kickstarter movie project. It's the continuation of the franchise, Veronica Mars.
There we go.
What do you think of that?
I was a huge fan of Veronica Mars.
I know you were. I never watched it.
It was great. Go back and see. It still holds up, I assume. Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
You saw the trailer. You'll probably see this one.
I'll see this one,
What
yeah.
do you think of it? First of all, what's the deal with Veronica Mars?
Well, she used to be a teen detective.
Didn't we all?
Yeah, and because her father was... Her father used to be the sheriff of Neptune, which is a town in California, okay. right? And then there was a bit of a scandal.
Oh, no.
Relating to a wealthy family in that town. And then he was deposed as sheriff, and then he became a private investigator. And so she became a private investigator helping out.
Who's the father in it? Who's the actor?
It's Enrico Colantoni.
What's he in?
He's in Veronica Mars.
Yep.
He was in Just Shoot Me, the TV series, the sitcom.
Oh, the bald guy.
Spade, the bald guy.
He's great.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's been in other stuff, I assume. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, she over the course of three seasons, she solved a series of serious crimes
mm-hmm.
in the city, but she also solved like teen issues.
Great.
Rivals, relationships. All those things.
All those things.
Yep. And skateboarding tricks.
Yeah, that's it.
All the things that teens are about.
And this movie as well, what is it? She's not a private detective anymore, is that right?
No, she's become a lawyer.
Yeah.
But she's going to have some detecting to do.
She's going to have to.
Yeah.
Because she's the only one that they trust or something.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, look, hopefully it does all right, because I like the idea of these, you know, cancelled TV properties or whatever that still have a bit of life in them being brought back.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. I like the idea of Kristen Bell being in good films.
You do like that, don't you?
Lifeguard. Should be good.
Yeah.
This one should be good.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, she's good in House of Lies as well.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's not a good show.
I like it. It makes me feel really dirty, though, watching it, because it's really grim, and Matt Damon makes Don Cheadle give him a handjob in one episode.
Oh, okay, Matt Damon?
Yeah, huh. As Matt Damon.
There you go, okay. I haven't got Matt
Watch Barron. It only for that.
See, I watched a few episodes of that, and it's a show that seems very much in love with its own sort of... Look how smart we are.
Yeah.
Look how smug and cool these characters are.
That's true, but they're also very all broken as well, which is interesting.
I could take it or leave it.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. Better than Suits, I'll tell you that much.
I haven't seen Suits.
Okay. Next one is called Divergent.
Oh, yes.
It's like a Hunger Games-esque. Mm-hmm. Shailene Woodley's in it, who was going to be Mary Jane Watson in the new Spider-Man movie, except they cut all her parts out of it because apparently it didn't work.
She's the star in this.
She's the star.
Okay.
It's about fitting in or not fitting in.
It seems maybe to be about being assigned some roles or something.
I don't...
It's a little bit Harry Potter-esque.
Yeah.
That everybody's assigned a... a role, house in
society. Like, you're evil. You're evil forever. Yep. That's how that happens.
You're one of the dumb ones. You're in Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff's the one that's just idiots,
they
right?
just smoke weed.
Yeah.
yeah, mostly, yeah. yeah. Which is fine. Don't equate smoking weed with being dumb, Mason. Don't make that mistake.
I'm sorry.
I don't smoke weed.
Yeah, but Hufflepuff's just like the generic leftovers, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're
yeah,
dumb,
it's like,
you're dumb or fat. Yeah, you're in Hufflepuff.
Yeah, yeah. exactly.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, sure, I will not see this probably.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's a very successful teen franchise and bloody blah.
And apparently in this universe, your like university entrance exam is they dump you in a big tank of water and attempt to murder you.
Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Kate Winslet's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know anything about it other than that. You were watching the trailer and I was here when you were watching it, and it stopped three quarters of the way through and you went, yeah, I get it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't need to see the end.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about the film as a whole.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That being said, I feel like we don't get it because we don't know what it's about.
No, it's probably fine.
Let's move it along.
Let's throw it in that basket with Mortal Instruments, whatever they are, which I've come to decide is probably about like musical instruments, like a band of musical instruments that come to life.
Sentient.
Using magic, and they become like sexy teens.
Cool.
So that's...
And maybe they change back every now and then.
Maybe they change back every now and then.
Probably that's at right. inconvenient times.
I'd say so.
Great. Yeah. The next one, Noah.
Russell Crowe.
Ho, 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 ho?
Yeah, a little bit. A
little bit of that.
A little drier, maybe.
It's, I think, is it Ridley Scott who did that? I can't even remember. I should have bloody checked that. I'm pretty sure it is.
Noah.
Yeah.
That's Darren Aronofsky.
Oh, that's right.
Old yeah. Darren Aaron.
Darren Aaron, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who passed on the Wolverine. He was well into the Wolverine and then mm-hmm. and then jumped ship. So he's making a movie. There's two big biblical movies coming out this year. There's uh-huh. this one and there's one with Christian Bale who's Moses.
Okay.
And I'd imagine there's a big battle in the Red Sea or something.
That one. Oh, there would be, wouldn't yeah. there? He parts that sea and then...
And they clash.
They clash in the middle, yeah.
And there's a kraken, probably.
That would
but
be,
yeah. I guess there's going to be a lot of these big, big biblical gladiator-style movies coming out. Mm. There's a few in the pipe works.
Which is weird, because there's no there's no scheduled apocalypse this year. Like, you know, the last few years, there's always been some lunatic, like, well, the Mayan calendar says that we're all doomed in October or whatever, and then October passes, and they're like, well, actually, I meant October 2048. That's what I meant.
You misheard me.
You misheard me. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's the way of doing this.
Yeah, I feel the usually the apocalyptic films come out when the zeitgeist says we're all going to die.
Okay.
But I guess not. Maybe we're breaking the trend.
Yeah.
Also, doesn't look that interesting.
No, it doesn't.
No.
I mean, he builds an arc. I mean, we've all seen Evan Almighty, and it looks pretty similar to that.
Does, doesn't it? Yeah. it's all going to be slapstick.
So my understanding of the story of Noah.
Uh-huh.
Is that they wipe everybody out except all the animals.
They being God, sorry.
And Russell Crowe. And then his family repopulate the earth? Or is there more people? What's the deal there?
I think Noah's family, or maybe his extended family, are the only people judged worthy in the world.
Yeah.
I think. So they're all on the boat.
Okay.
But it might be like they might have married in.
Sure,
like
okay.
Some of the people they've married in. So
I think that's the case, actually.
What you're worried, I'll boil this down. You're worried about incest.
Yes.
And I think we're in the clear.
But that means those kids there, there's only so many pairings you can make.
Okay,
there.
There's going to be incest.
Yeah.
No, but the Bible papers over it.
Good.
Like with, you know, Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
At one point, like Cain and Abel, you know, that happens. They have the kids. And then I think at one point they just say, hey, there's another town over there. Like, God created another town over there, so...
Go for your life.
Go for it. Yeah,
go nuts.
Fine. Go nuts, mate.
Yeah. One more. Okay. I added this late in the game.
Okay, I'm ready.
The Raid 2, Berendal.
Ooh.
Berendal?
Berendal.
Rental.
Berendal guidance recommended.
Yes. Did you see the first Raid?
I didn't see the first
I've
one.
I've never seen it.
I feel bad about that.
I know, because it's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
Indonesian
one of those
films,
I think, that's got one of the... You know, a really long one take. It's got a lot of really long one take action sequences.
Like a Tony Jaa-esque.
Yeah, like a Tony Jaa.
Punch an elephant.
Just leaping through panes of glass.
Yeah.
Just 20 minutes of leaping through. Just running down a street and leaping through things.
Yeah, yeah. I hope to see the other one before and then catch this one in the cinema.
Hmm.
Hopefully.
We can do that.
Yeah. Though we did. Remember a few years back, we swore off Asian cinema. Do you remember that?
This doesn't make it sound good.
No, it doesn't. But we got a string of bad films.
Mm-hmm.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon's okay.
Yep.
I like Hero quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We loved Kung Fu Hustle.
Boy, did we? No, we didn't. No.
A lot of people love that. We hated
that. I hate Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah,
it's nonsense.
Yeah, it's not for us though.
No.
It's not my sense of humor. Mm. It's your sense of humor, which is weird. You didn't like it.
No, wrong.
But The Raid looks incredible. Apparently, the new Ninja Turtles movie as well, which is coming out. This movie, a lot of the fighting is based off that, like
really?
That kind of style.
The
like
Michael Bay Ninja Turtles film.
Well, he's producing,
okay,
and storming off stage.
He's storming off stage. Yeah.
Conferences. Yeah, that's pretty much all. That's all that. I've got some Ninja Turtles news off the top of my head.
Okay, I'm ready.
They basically come out and said that some of the people have seen the toys from the new movie,
uh-huh.
And they're not going to be kind of like beaked turtles like they initially thought. They were going to be kind of creepy looking.
Uh-huh.
They're just going to be like very traditional in design kind of turtles, and that's pretty much it. They've all got their weapons. They've all got their headbands and whatever, and they all look fine.
Do you think that might be a strategy now in Hollywood where they put out really misleading...
Yeah.
Like, you've ruined my childhood information. And then they pull it back.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there are people who are like, I'm never seeing... Like, they hear that Ninja Turtles is coming back. That's all they hear. And they go, I've never seen another Ninja Turtles because the best one was the one from the 90s or whatever. And then they put out this beaked Ninja Turtle alien situation. And then these guys, well, no, I'm definitely not going to see the Ninja Turtle. The best one was the one from the 90s. And then they pull it back and then the calm... settles in and people are like, oh, I guess I'll
it is
see
the
it
one
then.
I love.
Well, I guess I'll see it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see it, won't we?
Yes.
To be sure.
To
it's the guy
sure.
who did that one with Aaron Eckhart where he fights aliens.
Thank you for smoking.
Thank you for smoking. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Battle LA, where another movie where aliens' weakness or strength is water.
And another which is movie a recurring that I switched theme. Off.
Yeah, me too.
Mm.
Midway through, just like, nah, what is the point of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a bit kind of... I don't even know. It's crap, isn't it?
It sure is. I wonder why we watch these films.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. So that's pretty much the show for this week then.
Oh, we did it.
I just want to say a quick apology to everybody because I haven't been on the Twitter or anything for like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I checked it the other day. We got a whole lot of Twitter responses to respond to, which I don't know which I'll actually get to if at all. So if I don't do that, I apologize.
Sounds like a bit of a downer. You know what? I guarantee he'll get to all of them. You get a response, every single one.
I'm pretty good with responses.
You get a response, you get a retweet, you get a star.
So if I don't respond to you, I apologize. Because I just want to cut it, start afresh.
If he doesn't respond to you, he's doing it deliberately. Not accidentally, he's doing it deliberately.
Everybody else gets a private message except for you.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's how it works.
So I haven't checked the emails or anything, so I apologize for that. But if you do want to hit us up for real, because I'm back.
Yeah,
we're back
us,
from
get
holidays.
Get us on all the Facebook and the Twitter.
You can find
Gmail.
Us. Weekly Planet Pod, Gmail, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
Mine is Mr. Sunday Movies.
Mine is Wikipedia Brown on
that's
the Twitter.
That's right. You can also check out my YouTube channel. If you just type in Mr. Sunday Movies into YouTube, you'll find a whole lot of videos as well where of animated stuff that we've talked about and movie news and reviews and whatever else.
Yeah, absolutely.
And previews of things to come.
Yeah, 2014. We're back. I mean, we didn't really go anywhere.
No.
We've only been doing this for a couple of months.
That's
so it's
it.
Not really,
yeah.
It's not really a massive return, ultimately.
We should also shout out to Gabriel Bruton for
the
theme song.
Absolutely.
Great bloke.
Love
Thank
it every
you again
time.
For the theme song. That's the show, Mason.
Yep.
Next week,
probably some other stuff. We'll probably talk. Yep. We'll probably talk in front of these microphones. It'd be pretty
Hopefully,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic memories of things that will happen. Mm. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.